your ass tonight.
An R to be stacked out!
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hello, tall person. How are we doing?
Okay.
Yeah, good. Oh, look. Cat's given us tit finger.
Tit finger. Blimey. My fucking day.
Right, dear listeners, unless you pay £89 per week at our Patreon site, you
has
won't
it gone
see.
Down?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Is there a special
it's,
on this
it's
week?
It's gone down like your trousers. Now, if you were subscribing to our Patreon and subscribing to the video feed, you will see that Kat has actually drawn all over his chin with a black biro in the attempt to make it look like he's past puberty.
Oh,
look
Aww.
At that,
isn't that nice?
Hunk of a man.
I just cut my pubes off and stuck them to my face.
You cut to what?
Were they yours or were they somebody else's?
Well, they might have. I think I put Araldite in my face and then my pubes are stuck to my.
Iron filings. You went swimming in iron filings, didn't you? Because you've got a magnetic chin.
Yes. That's it.
Right. Well, that's enough screenshots. That's enough screenshots taken of Kat for me to deep fake into lemonparty.org later. We'll do the intro in a minute. Tom, don't look at lemonparty.org. It's on my search history. So, yeah, nothing. Yeah, state that.
And down
look
at Blue Waffle.
No. I think we've already done that joke anyway. Right. Hang on. I'm just having a sip of my 0% Heineken.
Okay, so what you got your mouth for? I just mentioned two chicks, one cup then.
Oh, for Christ. Yeah, it's the way that Tom looked at me with that knowing smile that kind of makes me a little bit worried about it.
Get your hand off my penis!
It was something that he's never said before. Right.
Yeah. Birds,
not to me,
birds.
Anyway.
Is it podcast title?
Sorry. I actually missed that because I was having a wank. What?
Two birds, one turd.
Two birds, one turd? Or the return of the Alaskan pipeline.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Captain Edibles is dancing with me tonight, so I forgot that we haven't done the intro. Kat, do the intro.
Welcome to StrangeTimeshow.com. This is the show where we do fuck all. We don't prepare it. And, yeah, episode 501. We're skipping ahead to that one, are we, this week, fellas?
No.
My name's Pat Sorens. I'm here from the horrid little place down south.
In the future.
No, not London. It's Australia.
Colonists.
Colonists, did you say?
Where from? Oh, fucking hell. Those two fucking limey bastards.
Don't be so racist, you fucking criminal.
Fucking limey bastard.
You fan. Your mother's horse is a donkey.
It's not rude to you, overseers.
Wet you up, man. Apparently that's what the tough kids say now. Is that right, Tom? Okay.
What's Tom for?
Well, shall we talk about my son, the pisshead, a little bit later, shall we?
Oh, my father-like son, is he? He's got to have his fucking jam and stop beating up kids and then out drinking.
Unfortunately, it appears that the apple didn't fall very far from the fucking tree as well.
Yeah, the top of the tree turned into cider and fell down his throat.
Something like that, yeah. Right. Anyway, yes, as our darling Mr. Kat Sorens did say, this is indeed StrangeTimeshow.com. I'm Davian, sometimes. That was Kat. This is Dom.
Hello.
Made to make your mouth water. I don't know where that came from. It was a 1970s TV advert, I think. And, yeah, with me to make me look fat and old is my son, all right?
Hello.
You're right. You're a bit tired, are you, son?
Still hungover.
Yeah, it's still hungover. Yeah.
Surprisingly not.
Yes, well, maybe more about that later. I don't know. How has everybody's lovely weeks been? Let's start with you, Dom. You're looking rather sexy in that still photo that you've still got as your profile picture.
Hello. Yeah, I've never changed it.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. Yeah, I've had a nice week.
That's what she said.
Interesting week. Nice week.
Interesting week.
Edit point.
Oh. Let's hope that goes okay. And dear listeners, you've probably, well, you're missing out on probably the only entertaining bit of the show that I've just had to edit out.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have a question for Tom.
Oh.
It's an important question, and it's one that needs to be answered.
Right. Bear in mind, his father here has the right to edit post-production thing.
What's the question?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing to do with Tops and Fingers. My question to you, Tom, and it's important, I think the nation needs to know.
Oh, God.
Daddy or Chips?
What? Wait, what are you doing here? In what context?
It's quite simple, Tom.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips. What is better? Daddy or chips?
Depends if I'm hungry, I guess.
Right.
Chips, that's not an answer. Food.
Right, okay. He's playing it politically right there, because I'm the one that fucking buys the chips.
Yeah. And this is the point where Davian plays the advert from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to be another fucking edit point then. Oh, Jesus H. Christ in a rubber chicken basket.
Sophie, who do you like best, Daddy or Chips?
Daddy or Chips? Daddy or Chips?
Thanks, Mum.
Daddy.
Chips.
Oh, little girls. McCain chips. Britain's most popular choice.
Chips.
Well, in case you didn't work out there, listeners, the fat bastard of a dad nicked that poor girl's chips. Hopefully he didn't nick her virginity later as well. Bit dark.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
Oh, bloody.
I don't think McCain sponsored that.
Oh, turns out he did. Sorry. Right. Oh shit, where's my
when it's in hell, is it 10 years? 11 years? I don't remember.
At least.
Right.
Too long.
That's
what she said.
Possibly. Well, I mean, we're gearing up for our 500th episode extravaganza soon, aren't we? So we've got some audio flying in, probably from Travis Clark, Mark Hershon. I was about to say Bill Bailey. Chance to be a fine thing. No, even better, Bill Haywatt. Not Greg Proops, because he can't talk properly. And I can't afford Matt Berry. Lesbians! Yes. It's just not fair. He's got a nicer voice than me. You've heard Matt Berry, Tom. Oh, fuck's sake. Look, oh, God, here we go again. Another bloody edit point. Right. Yeah. This is Matt Berry's voice, okay?
Okay, Stephen, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Familiar enough with the song, you know where you're going with it. Okay, so just sing it normally and then do the short voiceover mentioning the product at the end.
All right.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Who the fuck are you?
Clem's with us for a few weeks on work experience.
Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
If you sing it normally, then do the short voiceover mentioning the product at the end.
He's just fucking said that.
I love that show so much. Tom, next time you're bored and you're over-watching something on the telly that's not very exciting, watch Coast of London. It's very funny. It's like this failed actor type. Imagine knowing someone like that, eh, with a lovely voice. Yeah, and he gets himself into all sorts of scrapes and funny scenarios, doesn't he, children?
I think he's in the TV show What We Do in Shadows.
Yeah, I've been watching that recently. It's really, really funny, actually. Yeah, sort of a comedy vampire.
Yeah, that bald guy vampire, is it the emotional vampire? He's like the best one.
Yeah.
Just sucks the life out of the office.
It sucks his what?
Goodness.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, oh no, where's it gone? Oh, shit. I bloody lost it now. I had a really good clip queued up. Oh, and I've deleted the.
Is bloody... clip?
Yeah, I said clip.
Not penis.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
What's the difference between a dollar and a pound?
What's the difference between a dollar and a pound, Billy?
Well, I don't dolly your mum.
And there'll be more highbrow humour like that later on in this show, and I can't remember what I was going to say.
Is he called Nick, that caller?
I don't know. I literally just discovered it about 10 minutes before the show. It's this Aussie thing called Jimmy and Nath, or Nath, or Jimmy and Nath, probably.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. He's funny. He's a funny guy, the caller. Every time it's like something about his mum.
Right.
The guy with the microphone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What
What's
are this?
Better than eating a mandarin?
Oh, Anthony. I mean, we know, Anthony. What's better than eating a mandarin?
Eating a mandarin.
Anyway, enough of that sexual innuendo. On this show, none of that rubbish here. Yeah.
Hang on.
What?
I just remembered another one of his. It's, what's the difference between me and you? Whatever he's called, a DJ. And he says, I don't know, what's the difference? He says, you came out of your mum.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. Right, quick, Kat, tell us how your lovely week's been.
My lovely week. Still dealing with the house shit, which has been a complete joy.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, listeners, for those who haven't been keeping up with the last few episodes, instead of deciding to buy and move into a house, Kat's decided to buy some land and build one.
Yes. Well, when I say land, I say land with a piece of shit house.
Septic
which,
tank.
Belongs on the hot. Yeah, well, it belongs in a septic tank. Well, it could be a septic tank, actually, the way that it smells.
Oh, no.
If you think of it, if you think of a house on hoarders that's full of fucking pet smells and dead pet smells, that's probably the sort of piece of shit we're looking at.
Right.
So that's getting bulldozed and everything's getting dug up. And,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, we're going to build something else on top of that.
Right.
So in the meantime, I've got to sell my house,
move
into a rental while the other house is being built, and then we'll move into it.
Right.
So we've got an offer for the house and squeeze as much out of this prick. And then so we had, in I think it's 2 weeks, the contract becomes unconditional. Right at the fucking deadline, they go, I need another 7 days because the bank hasn't come back to me and making my finance unconditional.
Oh, shit.
So in that fortnight, we've had no one been able to come look at the house because it's under contract. And so that we've got an offer that we're waiting for. And now he wants another 7 days. So this prick might want to fucking pull out like Bacon's Bachelor. But, yeah. So that'll be fun if he does. So I've got to go look at some rental places this morning. So, yeah, nothing funny, just house is pretty empty. All the staging furniture has gone. So I've got pretty much all my furniture in the garage. Yeah.
Is that your garage?
Is that
like a garage?
Yeah, it's like a garage, but better.
Yeah.
Ooh, and there's no corpses in there and fucking, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with having the
no corpses
corpse.
Or...
That's a shit garage.
Yeah. Shit garage. Where's the podcast title?
The shit garage. Hello, Gary.
Right.
What else has been going on? Not a whole lot, just work. I had back spasms about a week ago, which was complete fun. So
back spasms?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw them at the Toxteth Clunge back in 1987.
Yeah, they often were at the Clunge.
Yeah.
It's their favourite place, apparently.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I had to use I've been taking painkillers for that. And, yeah, that's been a complete joy. But yeah.
It sounds like
it's
it.
Pretty, better now. I'm back at work. So, yeah.
Oh, that's what a joy.
Good thing. Once you stop being in pain, you get to go back to work.
Oh, that must be delightful for you.
It is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's...
My iPhone is slowly dying.
Oh, no, that's not good. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do then. Let's play a game to lighten the mood, shall we? Hands up, who went to a party last week and got accidentally shit-faced? Is it? Was it?
I'm putting my money on Davian.
What?
Yeah, me too.
Was it me? No. Was it Kat? No. Was it Dom? No.
No, I think. It's perfectly
well, yeah, I might actually edit that bit.
Please do.
Quick, Tom, admit to underage drinking while I cover up his.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I'm about to fart, so if Tom suddenly leaves, it's either because he's vomiting up last week's lager, or he doesn't like my stinky bum smells.
Yeah.
Right. Did the big boys make you do it?
So...
That was so funny. Cat laughed his own joke. Fuck.
The problem you've got, Davian, is unless he starts injecting heroin in his fucking eyeballs, you've done it all. So there's nothing he can do that you can say, Lord, I wouldn't do that, because you've done it.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem, though.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But apart from that, my week has been pretty good.
You did well in your German test, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a German speaking.
Oh, here we go.
And I got an A, so that's good.
True colours coming out now. What colour shirt did you wear when you went to the exam?
But yeah, also did some rugby, dump tackled some kid.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been an issue, but the poor kid wasn't actually playing rugby, he was just walking past the field and he went and tackled him. And then he ripped his head off and shat down his neck.
Which is just rude.
And now I am on holiday, so that's fun.
You're on holiday, and what are we doing? You got double judo tomorrow.
Yeah.
Might do a bit of swimming. Swimming on Sunday. Monday, where's bank holiday? So
happy days.
God's going to be closed, which probably means we'll go to the calf for some more cholesterol. And Tuesday, karting.
Yep. And then the rest of the week, I don't think I'm doing anything else.
Probably not. Will I drop with computer games and crack cocaine? Yeah.
No going out with friends.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, indeedy. Right, so the Tories are going. Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah. I need some happy music for this.
A succulent Chinese
meat. No, not that one. Oh, God. Yay! So, yes, Richie Ratface Cunt Sunak. Yeah, he's called in a general election. It's a bit strange him doing it. I mean, it makes me wonder what is about to happen to the country that he wants to get the fuck out of Dodge so quickly, because, you know, they must know that they're never going to win the election. Although we say that, I mean, like, again, we're leaving a very important vote to the great British public. And hello, everyone forgotten Brexit. Yeah, yeah, so...
Yeah, like
as soon as you've got the best candidate up against Rishi Sunak.
Well, yeah.
I don't really know what I'm doing. Pretend Tory. Yeah.
Well, it's not the Labour government I particularly want. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit too right-leaning for me. But, I don't know anymore. But just Tories out as a start, I suppose. It's better than nothing.
That's a good start. We got our Tory government out a couple of years ago, and we've got our Labour Party in, and they're sort of tiptoeing around the edges of fixing things, and we'd like to do some stuff, but gee, we've got no money. You could tax the fossil fuel company and get an extra $80 billion a year.
Yeah.
But they'd be angry at us.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
They said no.
Yeah, they said no.
We're not doing it again.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's fucking so annoying.
It is. Tom, do they keep you up to date and abreast of modern politics at school?
No, I don't think the teachers are actually legally allowed to express their political views. So.
Oh,
what is it, like, Section 25?
I don't know, mate. I'm not a teacher.
Ew, blimey. Wanting a lager and he wants to fucking have everyone out.
Yeah.
You know Dom's nearly 4'5", he'll bloody have you. I know I was going to ask you, Dom. How has it been decorating every room in your house? I think you know what I mean. Because your missus was on holiday.
Yeah, it's like harking back to my childhood. Not childhood, teenage years. It's wonderful. But yeah, those days are gone. She's back tomorrow.
You got to do the sudden tidy up. Is it going to be like the old adverts, the Yellow Pages or something, where the bloke wakes up to find everyone's shat in his house and he has to tidy it up before his fascist parents come home?
Yeah, I need a French polisher.
a French tickler, more like.
French tickler, a French nobbler. I had a big plan for the front. big plans for a front and back garden, which never materialised because 2 days it was too fucking hot, and then the rest of the days it's pissing down. There's like no hope at all.
Do you decorate the front and back gardens?
No. We've moved on from that. This was actual proper gardening, not uphill gardening.
Jesus Christ!
So I've started it. We've got a square at the back garden. We had a load of slate stones in, looked lovely, but then one of the fucking biggest but youngest dog decided that's where she likes to go to the toilet, and picking up shit from big slate stones is a pain in the arse. So I decided to move all those slate stones to the front of the house, and then I'm going to take up all the grass that's at the front and put it in the back to make this, to raise this level of this, about 10 by 10 square. And then I'm going to dry pour concrete on it, but I'm going to wait for that for a bit. But at the front, I'm going to put membrane down, which I've got, and I've got a ton of stones delivered, and I've got all this slate. I'm going to make a nice front thing. Then I'm going to put a fence on with horizontal cedar slats, and it's going to look wonderful.
White picket fence?
No, cedar slats.
Bless you.
You were good.
Did you have to repaint those or restain them, though?
Yeah, I'm going to restain them, baby.
Yeah, but how often will you have to restain it? Because sometimes that sort of wood, you're doing it every fucking year.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'll do it once and then it's done. And if it starts... what's the word? It's like having a bronze watch. It develops a patina. That's what it's going to do.
It develops a what? A
patina.
I thought the normal thing that you Northerners did when you found shit everywhere was just to put a bit of hay on the top, set fire to it, and yeet it into the next door neighbour's garden.
Yeah, usually. Well, it's full. So.
Have you become all gentrified now or something, you ponce?
I think it is, you know. I think it is. Since I entered my 48th year, I've become more sedate and more calm and less throwing trampolines in other people's gardens.
Hang on, was it your birthday recently?
Yeah, recently in January.
Oh, recently in January. Time's an illusion. Yeah, lunchtime, doubly so.
It's amazing when you forget your guys' birthdays. We've been doing this for fucking years. I'm looking at Facebook. Oh, Dave says it's another birthday. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, I keep wishing you happy birthday on the wrong day because you put the wrong date on Facebook just for a laugh, and that's the only one. I've even got them in my fucking Google Calendar. You cunt.
When I sign up for something, you've got to put a date of birth, and I always put like the 1st of January. So come 1st of January, I get like a load of like, happy birthday, here's 5% off fucking toad washing machines.
Toad washing machine? A machine that washes toads?
Yeah.
Here's
8% off your bandolier.
None of that racist language here, if you don't mind. I've actually started thinking about Christmas already. Because I've decided I've been a bit of a Grinch for too long, and now the kids are growing up a bit, going to have a bit of fun at Christmas. And when I say fun, I've decided in advance that I want to buy a robotic vacuum cleaner.
Why?
So I can make funny TikToks of the cat sitting on it and it going around the house.
And you would have nothing to do with cleaning the floor.
Yeah.
That's a £400 TikTok that you're going to do once.
Yep. Yeah, that's about right.
You've got a long-haired cat that's going to get sucked into it and killed. But all right, yeah, it'll be a laugh.
All right, sell it on rotten.com instead then. I thought there'd be a little bit more banter around the evil Tory bastards announcing an election they're about to lose. But not to worry, we have...
It's boring for the listeners, I think. We know they're obviously shit. It's the same in America. It's the same here. They're just obviously shit and just endlessly fellating huge corporations. And the Labour Party is a bit less shit.
Yeah.
And it's still fellating the corporations. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But we'll suck you off for less, they said.
Yeah.
I've got my kneeling pad here. Hold still. Don't put it in my mouth, they said.
Yeah, the Tories will go on.
I was going to say, he's called it now. Yeah, he had to have called it by I think January the 20th, something like that. He's called it now because literally all the... why am I fucking saying that?
Because you're a 19-year-old girl.
Literally, for real. Yeah, I think...
At the end of the day...
At the end of the day, it gets dark.
He does. It's night time. A lot of the Tory politicians have said, look, fucking wind it up because we're going. And I think it's over 110 have now said they're not going to stand for a re-election.
Yeah, nothing to do with the fact that the council get voted out. It's like, screw you guys, I'm going home. That's basically what they're all doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tom, have you broken that?
Broken what?
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought Tom had broken my magic screwdriver.
I have a feeling that a lot of these that have said they're not going to stand have put in they've all signed a letter, like 50 of them, 100 of them, put a letter in saying, call a general election now because we're all stepping down, or we'll do it while we're in, and you're going to have to have like 100 by-elections. So they've just right foot this, nip it in the bud, let's call it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. So you get shit and slightly less shit, which is what we have here. So.
Yeah. Varying degrees of shit. There's no podcast title.
Yeah, I just hope Sunak can, live on whatever meagre savings he's got, once he gets sorted out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about him.
Yeah,
I'm worried
about him in this way.
Richie Sunak on OnlyFans. Oh, my God, what a horrible thought. Unless you're particularly into rat fucking, it's not really going to be that appealing to you, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So
how was your lovely week, Dave?
Oh, my lovely week's all right. It was my last week of training up some new troops before they're sent to the front line in my place of work. Good bunch of lads, actually. They'll probably have my job in about a year, bastards. Not a great deal's gone on. I've actually been picking up the guitar a little bit more recently, starting to get the return of the muse. So I might start doing some writing and recording again. Hopefully not with a fake Liverpudlian accent, because that'd be rather lame. What else have I done? Not a great deal, really. No, that's it. I'm trying to hassle people to get audio. Yes, to get audio for our 500th episode. Dear listeners, if you'd like to send in your audio in any format other than M4A, then please do email them to daviandent@gmail.com. And, as long as it's not an advert for the Reform Party, there's a high chance it will get played on the show. And we'll point and laugh at you. So, Tom, what are you planning for the 500th show celebrations?
Big fat bag of crack.
I don't know.
Right. Great, innit? That's what I call support, eh?
Oh, because I love this show so much.
Well, you keep asking when it's next on and you can come on. So I say, come on then. And then you just sit there looking at your toctics.
Because you're speaking about politics, Dad.
Right, what would you like us to speak about, son? Carling Black Label, Long Life, Stella Artois.
Castle May 4X.
Sharon's Perfume. I don't know what else to talk about, really. I haven't got my pulse on the finger on the pulse of modern day. Not in the zeitgeist, son.
MD 2020.
Mad Dog 2020. I used to love that drink, actually. Yeah, that was kind of like an Alco Pop before Alco Pops were in existence, really, wasn't it? It was kind of
They were pioneers.
Yeah, they were trailblazers. Should have got fucking Nobel Peace Prize for doing that. Hey,
should have got knighted for it.
Absolutely.
We used to have Sub Zeros here.
Oh, Sub Zeros. I remember that. You drink about three of those and it'd all be like this.
What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Yes. Or dog. Or dog. God, that was my best bit of material. And Tom's just looking at a screwdriver.
What's the latest thing on TikTok, Tom?
Champagne and orange juice.
Champagne and orange juice. Bucks Fizz, that's a Bucks Fizz, isn't it? Come on, make your mind up, Dom.
Oh, it's a screwdriver.
What's
the difference between... Google, what's the difference between Bucks Fizz and a screwdriver?
Okay, Google, what's the difference between Bucks Fizz and a screwdriver? Showing pictures that match is an audio podcast, you fucking idiot. Well, they both look about the same, to be honest.
Racist.
Very, very, very naughty, Google. You're not looking at RedTube tonight, Google. We actually have some people who have posted in our Facebook group.
Bloody hell!
Yeah, and we'll do this whilst Tom's thinking of something for him to something for us to ask him about.
Okay.
Right. So, fucking hell. Hang on a minute. Should we get some music for this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus Christ. First thing, Kat Sorin says, "Why for the love of God, shut up. Why for the love of God, won't you please stop?" From Anonymous. Yeah, Kat, you posted that from your own account.
Hello.
Jesus Christ. Okay, next one. "Because one day I hope to be an MTV Best Kiss Award nominee, and this is my way in," by Dom Risk.
I like him.
Okay, let's
I've gone off the pair of them. Right. We've got one from Mr. Eric Driscoll. I think he's from that country where they shoot children in schools for sport.
That's it.
That's the one. Well, we love you, Eric. Will Young Tom take over the show? So far, he's done a great job being Davian's caretaker and mentor. I've been there, a teenager that knows it all. When the dimension sets in, he probably will. In fact, Tom, I might leave you the show in my will.
I'll make
a payment immediately. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, no, it could be like one of those rock and roll. Oh, hang on, turn this fucking music off, it's getting on my tits. Edit. It could be like one of those rock bands as an acrimonious breakup. Like, I die, and then Kat, you and... Oi! You and...
Oh, sorry.
You two, like...
Inheritance!
You two argue over the rights of the name whilst in the background, Tom's all sneaky and steals it and then turns it into a paper, listened like Breitbart sort of fucking far-right propaganda show. Yeah,
turns it into a Stormfront podcast and ends up making a ton of money.
Turning the freaking frogs gay.
Joe Rogan, fuck out, Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I suppose we better go back to some of the letters. Hang on a minute. Yep, I'll do. Yeah. Oh, then Eric does says, have you... Yeah, Eric says next, have you told him the stiffy joke?
What's the stiffy joke?
You need to watch The Young Ones more, son. It's part of your education. Fucking hell, here we go. Kenny Evans. But one of the two mediums that he spunked his ASCII into my face... okay, educating the stupid chat. Who's got that one friend, or more, who doesn't think all Tory politicians and all Tory politicians and voters are cunts? Because I think I've a few on here, and it's about time I culled them. Ooh, Facebook coming. To all three. Would you? Well, would I? Well, yeah, I did. Didn't make a song and dance on Facebook. Well, no, actually, I did. I made a massive song, song and dance on Facebook. And then later... shut up. And then later on, he reaches out and said, oh, what did he say? That's Liam. Kenny is... Kenny, if you and your missus are listening, skip the next minute. Cheers. Hope you're keeping well. Do say hi to your right and left testicular co-hosts tonight from me and see if Romantic Dom can get me tips. Oh, here we go. Dom, this one for you. Can get me tips on how to possibly ask a lady the hand in marriage. Ooh, all I've got at the moment is a night of finger blasting her after ploughing her with four cans of Stella. Fucking hell.
Wow, it's so romantic.
Kenny,
that's so romantic. Finger blasting you, miss. I bet you're one of those thoughtful, kind guys who takes his rings off before he does it as well. You're wonderful, you are.
Puff. Oh.
What you should do, next time you bowl winner down the aisle, just say, speaking of aisles, we could get married. How about it?
See what she says. Yeah. Right, there's no more letters.
I did it in
French or otherwise?
Yeah. I proposed in a hotel room in Liverpool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was just in bed. We're laying in bed and I said, do you want to get married? He goes, oh, yeah, okay. All right, let's do that then.
Yeah, bonza. Put another shrimp on the barbie. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to get married or are you pressing charges?
Oh, dear. It's so Tom, when you get married, is it going to be? Oh, sorry, what was that, Kat? Sorry,
the steel knocks will wear off in a minute.
No, I thought you banged her on the head with your club and like dragged her by the hair into the cave.
No, I think you're old enough to do
it's
that.
Not a club, mate.
It's not a club, mate. It's not a club, mate. Oh, but there's a sample. So, Tom, when you get married, is it going to be a church do or a...
I don't...
Shotgun do.
A shotgun do, bloody hell.
I don't really plan that far ahead.
No, absolutely. Good for you as well, son.
Yeah, he's still collecting shoes.
Yeah, I think you've still got more trainers than me. Actually, how many pairs of trainers have you got now?
Three.
Oh, no, actually, I'm beating you. I've got five. Damn.
All really bad.
I've bought three pairs. I don't even collect trainers anymore, and I bought three pairs this week.
You bought three pairs in a week?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Fucking hell.
Which ones did you get? Because
you got plenty of Tory money.
Were they lovely, high-top, big-tongued, comfy bastards?
No, because I'm not a very, very old middle-aged guy trying to relive my youth by buying Reeboks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I'd never do that.
You just bought them for something.
I got some Adidas Samba Lionel Messi ones, which are pink with black stripes.
Yeah, they're like Adidas, aren't they?
Adidas, yeah. I got some Adidas Gazelles in United colours.
Right, okay.
And I tried to get some fucking Hardwicks today because I had my original Hardwicks, which were like a special edition thing, and sold them for about £400. I tried to get the reissue ones today and didn't make it.
Have you heard of Hardwicks, Tom?
No.
Oh, well, Hardwick. Tom's not heard of them, so they're not trendy, all right?
Yeah, well, Tom
level
likes
up, old man.
Air Max. Tom likes Air Max 90s or whatever they're called.
You like Adidas Sambas. I don't want to hear it.
Fucking hell! Shots fired.
I own two pairs of Sambas. Like, most of my trainers are superstars or Gazelles.
The most shit version of Adidas shoes.
Oh dear! Here we go.
Clearly, you've never heard of Centennial Lows.
Vans would be better.
Vans are shite, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Vans are as bad as Converse.
Welcome to the shoe cast.
Yeah, blimey. Yeah. Right, shoes. I better put that in the show notes. Argue about shoes. Shoes argument. This is the most content we've actually done in fucking years. They're right, okay.
I always find that most of those runners, whatever, like Nike and Adidas, they're too narrow for my feet. Like, I've got about a 4E. I generally just wear New Balance because the other ones don't have a wide enough fitting.
Good. Oh, right, what okay. Size? Apparently New Balance are good. Right.
Okay. Well, I don't care anyway. I'm the ones that fit my feet the best.
Ooh, can I show you some?
Otherwise, I'm wearing the boxes and just throwing the other ones away.
Right, okay. What was that other mate that I wanted to get? Reebok Black Tops. They're...
Okay.
Shut up, you.
Racist.
Oh, God, what's he going to show me now? Right, Tom's just opening up Google. Other search engines are available. Actually, in fact, better ones are as well.
Okay.
Right, so what shoes are you showing me now, Tom? Welcome to the shoes shopping cast. The show with lots of soul.
it's not these.
Tons.
That's a sample. That's probably the funniest sample ever. Cunts.
Oh, God.
Right. Oh, by the way, Laura. How are you doing? Good, thanks.
Hiya.
Do you know that's how she speaks? Hiya. She's not actually Scottish. She's from Croydon. I found that out the other day. Laura.
Oh,
Laura from Scotland is actually from Croydon. Oh. And she speaks like that. She goes, hiya. Yeah. She's going to kick the shit out of me, isn't she? What brand is that?
New Balance. You're the one that searched it,
sorry. Well, no, you literally just... You're the one with your finger on the mouse. Right, so it's New Balance. Oh, I know why you like those, Dom. It's got a big N on the shoes, and you just don't want to say it out loud. So what? Tom knows where I'm going with this.
I have no problems with wearing N-word shoes, but I've never owned a pair.
Right. Those are the ones that the weird guy was talking about.
The weird guy?
Yeah, the Sanders.
I bet if Tom wasn't a fucking such a Tory, he'd be like Hightech or Lonsdale or something like that.
Hightech were fucking great, they were, back in the 80s.
No, they weren't. Like, weren't.
Penfold, shush.
Is that...
Yeah. Adidas Samba Classy boots. They look... Oh, God. They look boots. Horrible, Dom. They're not boots, they're trainers.
They're horrid.
Boots come above your fucking ankle. Or sorry, do you want to show your ankle? Because your bracelet, that goes around the left one.
Here's someone's
that. What the fuck are you talking about? Normal Sambas are absolutely fine. They're like Gazelles and all the others.
Gazelle? What? Oh, I'm getting confused now. Can't help.
Sounds like you're looking at fucking the Samba Wellies.
Jordan 4 Black Cats. Oh, they're not bad, actually.
Yeah,
they are.
Oh, yeah, they're all right. How much are those then? Go on, then. Jordan 4 Black Cat. 164 soles.
No, that's retail. So.
Retail. Well, yeah, that's generally speaking how you buy things.
Yeah, I know, but they're sold out, so it's now only resell, and so now they're like...
Oh, right, so they're scalping people. Oh, bastards, yeah. Oh, yeah, they look quite good, yeah.
Depop and...
I've seen some videos like that. I've seen some videos of people going to shoe shops trying to sell their trainers that they've had in their cupboard for a couple of years, like... And some of them are fake, so they've got fake shoes that they're fucking trying to sell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've
And they're getting all pissed off. Like, oh, there's that fake one. I spent 500 quid on this.
That's about 100% increase in price.
Oh, my God, yeah, 350. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. What,
pounds?
Yeah.
The ones that I got.
Fuck off.
The Jordan 4 ones that I got, the military blacks.
Retail, oh, they're nice, those ones.
Retail, they were 165, but now on eBay and them... Other websites around.
Vinted. That's the one I'm doing at the moment.
Like high 200s, low 300s.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and it's really... And with these ones, it's really difficult to tell if they're reps or not, because it's all black and stuff, so it's difficult.
Don't be racist.
Oh, racist.
Okay. Well, blimey. Well, that's all of our information on shoes. Oh, yeah. That's one I've got to finish as well, Kat.
All right, cool.
Sorry, that just really freaked me out. I didn't realise that you could do... So, dear listeners, yes, we do use the antiquated Skype system for our telecommunications, but it serves us well, and Kat's just worked out how to flash up text messages to me whilst he's talking funny things. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Meanwhile, here's a word from our sponsors.
If I need a banana, I'm going to get a banana.
Thank you. That's on behalf of the Banana Board. Yeah. So what are we up to next week, then?
You guys know much about...
All right, we'll rewind a bit.
Do you guys know much about NFTs or selling them?
NFTs?
Yeah.
That's
I know about buying them. I don't know about selling
them. Oh, sorry, Kat. Apparently, according to the youth, that's old. Why?
No, literally, NFTs have started to die out now. That's old.
Oh, those are those pictures that are supposed to be unique or something.
Non-fundable tokens.
Yeah. Right.
Fungible.
Yeah, I've had people contact me through Instagram, like wanting to get NFTs of the artwork I've got.
Right. Yeah, and they got like really pissy if you're like, no, don't screenshot it. No, I own them. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, this is.
I paid 5 Bitcoin.
Well, this is where it all falls apart, because what's the point of NFTs if someone can just screenshot it?
Exactly. That's part of the reason.
It's like, surely this is the Emperor's New Clothes, Cat. Why are you thinking about this?
I don't know. I looked at it. That's the first thing I thought of. Well, obviously, I can just copy that by just pressing 2 buttons on my phone. Why would I bother fucking spending money on it? But I've had people contact me. Do you sell these as NFTs? And I'm like,
right. Because goodness, what's going wrong with our Google? Our internet's going a bit flaky. Well, the show might end a little bit quicker than we thought. Short answer is, Kat, if your mates want to if your customers want to buy them as NFTs, then bloody do it, innit?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but because I'm using the digital image to create prints, I have to find out whether I can still do that, because I want to sell someone the NFT and they go, oh, well, now I'm suing you because you're using my image that I bought off you.
No, that's exactly what it is. I've just put a thing in the chat thing there. I think basically it's you're selling the digital rights to it, so yeah, people can screenshot it, but then also other people can, or you can get sued for it, which no one ever does. But yeah, they hold the rights to it. So it would make it, I don't know if you can sell the pictures, physical pictures, if you've also sold the digital rights, because I'm assuming they were part owners, they would have to get a cut of it.
Oh, okay.
But what I would do is just create one, create it, change it slightly, and then don't sell it online, just create it just for that.
Or,
and then sell like 50 copies or whatever. And
what? Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to do that thing with your daisy prints as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but it's just too ugly afterwards.
Well, I mean, like, cause you could do daisy prints after different types of food. It's like Wednesday must be fish, and then take a print for really fishy shit. What sort of paper would you use, though? Would you use paper or canvas? Yeah. Newspaper. Right, okay.
Yeah.
I bet Dom, because he's Northern, he'd use that old tracing paper. Anymore? Oh, what?
What's the paper they don't sell in Liverpool anymore? Do you use that?
Magic the paper.
The Sun?
The Sun. Yeah, oh, yeah. News of the World.
Well, no one sells that because it doesn't exist.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, I choose the old toilet paper in primary schools, which, yeah, was tracing paper. Tracing shiny toilet roll.
Shiny.
Baffled me, even now.
Baffled, and more baffled. Well, I'm really baffled because our internet, as in websites, aren't working, but this Skype call, unless I'm having a massive hallucination, but that means that you'd be hallucinating as well, Tom. Mm. Unless I'm hallucinating you. Mm. Oh, fuck me, that could be a bit weird.
Oh, we're in the Matrix.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
God.
So what are we doing this week? What are your plans, Davian?
Plans, well...
Breaking your ribs carting.
No, I'm not actually carting this time. I'm just going to watch my son go and smash everyone's lap times. It's Monaco Grand Prix this weekend, son. So, we can get laggered up. Well, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? We get laggered up and watch the Formula 1.
Actually, it wasn't lager, it was vodka.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I might have to do some judicial editing on this in case one of your teachers ever listens to this show. Yeah. Or more importantly, your mum.
Watch this. Tom, which vodka was it?
Smirnoff.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was expecting Grey Goose or some Tory fucking vodka like that.
God, dear, you'll never see any of my family voting Tory or fucking kill them first. Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, Tom, I forgot to ask you, did your box of six nuggets go down well?
Yeah.
Did you not eat them all?
No, I think I did.
You think you did?
There might be a couple.
Though. Right, okay. My son had a very healthy supper of a double cheeseburger, 20 nuggets and a...
Large fries.
He's that bastard young age where it's just impossible for him to put bloody weight on. Whereas me, I just look at a chip and then suddenly I've gone up a dress size.
Well, maybe it's the 12 packs of chocolate biscuits you eat a day.
Yeah, well, that's because every time, oh no, I can't do that joke. No. Quick, someone change the subject.
Can I do it? Oh, please, can I do it?
Go on, son.
Every time I fuck your mum, she gives me a biscuit.
Yay. Hang on a minute. We've got a button for that.
Fuck that shit.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
You get the manly badum-tiss as opposed to the gammon one.
Yeah.
Right.
How are the gammon?
Oh, the gammons are still the biggest snowflakes ever. But I'm just baiting them on TikTok a lot. I've made friends with this lefty comrade who actually goes by the name Council Scum. He's a really nice chap. Actually, been chatting to him a fair bit, and we just go gammon baiting. It's it's quite funny.
You so sounded like Tim Nice but Dim then. Oh yeah,
I've bloody nice bloke.
Really nice chap.
Oh dear. Well, what are you ladies up to then?
I've got work. Looking for another place to live once we sell. Finally sell this fucking house and just advertising my stuff online at apparatus.com.
That's apparatus.com for all your artwork and... What he just said, for all your art and groovy knickknacks needs. Oh, I said that. That was stuttering. Fuck me.
Hold on.
Yay.
What about you, Dom?
Yeah, what about you, Dom?
What about me, Dom? I've got we're not allowed to do that, remember?
Yeah.
Brought an affidavit against us. Yeah. I've got downstairs to vacuum for the first time in 11 days.
Oh, that's a euphemism.
And it's been done every day. I've got a garden to try and sort out.
Just put the shake and vacuum, get the freshness back, innit?
Shake and vacuum, put the freshness back. When your car smells fresh, you remember to do.
That reminds me of an... Shoot him, Kurt. That reminds me of an argument I had on... TikTok, funnily enough, with this fucking idiot who said that the Blue Ribboned chocolate biscuit brand of the 70s was actually called Blue Ribbon and refused to believe, despite the evidence presented in front of him, that it was actually Blue Ribboned.
Blue Ribbon Blues, the way the biscuit I always choose.
Exactamont. That one. It's not Blue Ribbon, Blue Ribboned. Fucking people, eh? People, they give me the shit. Okay. So, how do people get in touch with the show if they want, Tom?
They ask very nicely on the Facebook page.
Wow. Okay. So, if you want to get in touch with the show, ask very nicely on the Facebook page. Jesus H. Christ.
I don't really pay much attention to the Strange Time show.
Anything.
Well, you just said it. Yeah. There you go. Search for Strange Time show on an internet near you.
Yeah. Sorry, this isn't a German lesson because you've been paying attention to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, well, get back in a box, Adolf.
Send in a stamped addressed envelope. So go in live.
Oh, do you want to learn a new German word?
Oh, yes, do we?
So, this word is a very beautiful, meaningful word.
Care or genitals.
What?
Holdenkobold.
Oh, God. How do you spell that?
HODENKOBOLD.
Right, and what does that mean?
Testicle goblin.
actually, we could use that. We could use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast title.
Absolutely.
And landval, which means land whale, usually used for very fat people.
So. Let's not be fattest, because I am fattest. Did. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. Right. Okay.
I've got a German word for you. Liebestrom.
What?
Say again.
Liebestrom. It's from a book I read. It means living space, and it's like it's conquering other lands and moving people out so you can create space for the German race to come in. It was in a Mein Kampf, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's your bedtime reading pamphlet, isn't it, Dom?
Wank material.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Now you're thinking of Minecraft.
But yeah, Minecraft, not Mein Kampf, you dozy peen ass. Anyway, on that utter political comedy, the reverse bombshell, yes, this has indeed been StrangeTimeShow.com. I have been Davian sometimes. He's been Tom, he's been Dom. That sounds like a black, doesn't it? And he's most definitely been Kat.
Well, I certainly have.
Well, someone say goodbye then.
Goodbye then.
www.strangetimeshow.com. Catch us on Twitter at StrangeTShow. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio! Yeah! Love.